This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out. HDFirearms.com. Yesterday, while everybody was, and I don't mean this the wrong way, okay? I really don't. But while everybody was celebrating Memorial Day by, I can't tell you how many people thanked me for my service on Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is not for me. I'm a veteran who escaped alive. Memorial Day is for those who didn't. But anyway, while everybody was celebrating Memorial Day, Katie Couric got out there and apologized and accepted responsibility for misrepresenting gun rights activists in her Under the Gun documentary, where she got out there and said, when they got out there and did the creative edit. She said in a statement, "I take responsibility for a decision that misrepresented an exchange I had with members of the Virginia Citizens Defense League." The global news anchor for Yahoo has been under fire ever since the Washington Free Beacon revealed Couric's documentary was intentionally edited to make pro-gun Americans appear incapable of justifying their needs. At one point in the film, she asked the Virginia Citizens Defense League, "If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun?" Well, that was actually met with many, many responses. But based upon the way they edited it, it made it look like the pro-gun activists were lost for words, giving the viewer impression they have absolutely no argument against background checks, which is false. And the separate audio recording shows the group responded to her question quickly and calmly, discussing the subject for 4 minutes or so. So, Couric said, "My question to the VCDL regarding the ability of convicted felons and those on the terror watch list to illegally obtain a gun was followed by an extended pause, making the participants appear to be speechless. When I screened an early version of the film with the director, Stephanie Sostig, I questioned her and the editor about the pause, and I was told that a beat was added for, she described, dramatic effect to give the audience a moment to reconsider the question, or to consider the question. When VCDL members recently pointed out that they had, in fact, immediately answered this question, I went back and reviewed it and agree that those 8 seconds do not accurately represent their response." This is her getting caught. This is her backpedaling. This is me gut laughing. Okay, let me explain something to you about editing. You edit fiction for dramatic pause. The things that you edit on documentaries, though, may be the color or the exposure. Or you may bleep out certain words depending on what rating you want to get or where you want it to be seen, right? If it's going to be on TV, then you have to bleep out certain words. You do not edit for dramatic effect in a documentary. You don't edit for dramatic effect in a documentary. Editing in video is designed. Documentaries can either be point counterpoint, which is all, you know, them going to the VCDL, all of the footage with John Lott where he didn't even make the final product and everything else. This was just to be able to get out there and say, we talked to pro-gun people and we just did not see that certain this, that, the other was germane to the even-handed presentation we were trying to make, which was, you know, that's a lie. It was never an even-handed presentation. This was anti-gun. It was designed to be anti-gun. It's okay that it was anti-gun, but I'm getting really tired of these places like Guns.com and Katie Couric getting and other people getting out there and saying, well, we don't really take a position. We consider both sides of the debate. And then when you call them out on it, they either lie to your face or say they don't have to defend it. Or in the case of Katie Couric, who's been, you know, lost pretty much every job she's ever had. With the, you know, after being the global news anchor for Yahoo, I don't know where you go to at that point. Maybe she becomes, she goes to work for Perez Hilton or something. I don't know. So, you know, this is her attempting to salvage her credibility, which, you know, ask Brian Williams how that works out. She said, VCDL members have a right for their answers to be shared, and so we have posted a transcript of their responses here. I regret that those 8 seconds were misleading and that I did not raise my initial concerns more vigorously. You didn't have any. You backed up. Slustig. Backed her up all the way. Loved the film. You thought it was great. When Slustig was confronted with the dubious editing seller, her response left a lot of media watchers aghast. My intention was to provide a pause for the viewer to have a moment to consider this important question before presenting the facts on Americans' opinions on background checks. That was widely mocked, yeah, with few journalists or members of the public taking the justification seriously. And Couric initially stood behind this edit, saying that she was very, very proud of the film. The problem here is this. When you're doing, if you're going to do something, okay, and I've said this many times, I go where the data leads. And if it was anybody, you know, if I didn't have studies from Ludwig and Gaius and Lott and Kleck and the CDC and Bill Clinton's Justice Department and all of these guys coming out saying that there were this many defensive gun uses and this many defensive gun uses and showing how people, you know, got out there and were the best and the brightest that carried guns and the most law-abiding and everything else. If the data pointed the other way, I would tell you. And I would not carry a gun if I thought the gun was the cause, if I thought the gun was the root of all evil. But the gun is not the root of all evil. It is not. And what is apparently now the style of media is to lie to you. And then they will back it up, and then they will completely lie about what they just said. Because, like I said, Couric initially stood up behind the edit, saying she was very, very proud of this film. Because, and she saw it. She saw it so many times. So many times. when they were reviewing, this was her baby. This is something she's trying to make. No, nobody came out on Katie Couric and said, Katie Couric, we want you to do a thing about the guns in the United States. She did this to go against the NRA at about the time of the NRA meetup. It was Bash the Second Amendment week, and NRA is the big 800-pound gorilla. And guess what? She fumbled that ball. She tripped. If she were a guy, she'd be accused of stomping on her own reproductive system. So, you know, way to go, Katie. I knew I didn't like you. Now I've got more reasons. Now I've got more reasons than I've ever had before. So thank you for that. You peaked when you were in, what was it, the Austin Powers movie. That's when you should have gone away. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made.
born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. I'm going to be calling them tomorrow saying, guys, send me something that I can video. See what I can get out of them. See what I can show you guys about their stuff. Over the weekend, a NBA player went into the wrong, I'm not telling you the whole story, but let me just set this up. Went into the wrong apartment on early Saturday morning in Dallas and got shot and killed. NBA player Bryce DeGene Jones was shot and killed early Saturday after he broke into a Dallas apartment he believed was his girlfriend's and instead startled a man he didn't know, according to the police and to his agent. The 23-year-old New Orleans Pelicans guard, I didn't even know there was, what, the New Orleans Pelicans. Okay. He kicked open the front door to a unit at the Camden Belmont apartment just east of Central Expressway and Fitzhugh Avenue about 3:20 a.m. And he was shot and killed at that time. He was in town for the birthday of his one-year-old child by a former girlfriend. So he kicked in the door of the apartment directly below her unit, suggesting he was trying to kick in her door instead. It was unclear why DeGene Jones kicked in the door of the apartment instead of, you know, knocking on the door or ringing the doorbell. It's also not clear whether his relationship with the mother of his child was amiable. Here's a lesson that we can all learn. And we should all learn this lesson. I don't care how you know this person. Instead, don't kick in their door. What kind of behavior is that? I know that, you know, I know in New York you can come into New York as one of 31 different flavors. And I know that you can, you know, in certain other places you can identify as black and, you know, all this other stuff. When did it become fashionable to cause property damage when entering a building? You know, when you kick in those doors, the door frame breaks, or the door breaks, or something breaks, and it's not going to close again the way it should. DeGene Jones is, and he will be portrayed as this. I have no doubt about this. He will be portrayed as yet another victim of gang violence. Just like Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Freddie Gray. Well, he wasn't. He was racist violence. He wasn't gun violence. Another victim, you know, more victims of gun violence. First of all of you that look at this kind of thing and say, oh, my God, another one of Americans' youths cut down in his prime and a professional athlete, no less. Look, when I see somebody, whether I know them or not, no matter how they look or anything else, if I have to talk to them, I call them sir or ma'am. I hold the door if I'm going in, whether it's a guy or a woman behind me coming up, especially if it's somebody with kids or with a load, you know. I'll hold the door for them. I did treat a stranger rough today. I was at a crosswalk and I had the green light in order to cross the crosswalk on foot with my two granddaughters and my son behind me. And a car executing a left turn, despite the green light for me, decides to execute the turn on top of me anyway. And I saw her and I stopped and I fixed my gaze on her and held up my hands like, what are you doing? Of course, she stared down at the floor of her car. Because inside her car, of course, because if you don't look at somebody, they don't exist. If she'd run over me, she just would have thought, raccoon. So, That's one exception. But most of the time, I'm treating everybody with the utmost respect that all human beings deserve. And that includes their houses. And when you're going to someone's house, I think at least at the very least, you should make sure of whose door you're kicking in. Because if you kick in my door, you might be, you know, you might be somebody's good old army buddy, which would really distress me to no great deal to do this. But if you kick in my door accidentally, well, I'm going to kill you on purpose. Period. Which is exactly what happened to young Mr. DeGene Jones. For some reason, I'm having trouble with that one. Can you say that, Ben? DeGene Jones. Okay, fine. Taking over the show now is Ben at the board. I'll be somewhere else drinking to myself. Anyway. I have trouble with that for some reason. Anyway, don't kick indoors. That's not a good idea. That's really not a good idea. If you're trying to make yourself not a target, don't kick in doors. But I'm waiting for all this. And I can't believe how this is being characterized. Because they're not calling it what it is. They're doing everything but calling it what it is. Somebody should get out there and say, are NBA players that make as much money as they are, are they just thugs? Are some of them just thugs? Where did Bryce DeGene Jones, where did he come from? How was he raised? What was he doing kicking in the door of anybody's house? His girlfriend's, the wrong, you know, the one floor down, his mom's. What was he doing? So, nobody's asking that. They just, actually, this is one of the most impartial reports I've ever seen. They got out there, they're not putting any sort of editorial content into it, which is the way news is that's the way it's supposed to be. And they just gave the facts, just like Joe Friday. Now, if we could just get the rest of the news people to do that, that would be really good. There would be no more gun violence because it would all get scratched out of the lexicon, you know. In any event, coming up with the next segment, I'm beginning to face the idea. I have resisted flying for a very long time because I don't want to go through the rigmarole of carrying a gun on an airliner. But like next month, this coming month, Dr. John Adine wants me to go to Ohio. I'm not really sure I want to fly to Ohio if I get a chance to go away to Ohio to take this class with him and Rob Morse. But if I don't drive, then I'm going to fly. And if I fly, then I'm going to have to declare a gun. Never done it before. We're going to examine that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors, not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out at HDFirearms.com. Coming from the desk of John Farnham, he published this in Ammo Land, and I'm going to just read this to you verbatim, as if I am John Farnham writing it, because he always writes in first person. So I'm just going to let you, and it'll sound, for any of you tuning in after I start, well, it's going to sound like I'm telling you an itinerary for me that doesn't exist. So, as we go, please, please keep up. On the subject of transportation of guns and ammunition and checked baggage on domestic flights, you'll find airline webpages do their very best to hide the information. What they do have is imprecise, mealy-mouthed, and thus mostly worthless. Some, like JetBlue, avoid the subject completely. TSA is only slightly better. When you call airlines directly, you'll likely talk with someone who wouldn't know a gun from a waffle iron, and they'll awkwardly attempt to recite from their own poorly written webpage text, obviously not having a clue what half the terms mean. They'll be utterly unable to answer your questions with any specificity. When you get to the airport, many will attempt to make up rules as they go along. They couldn't care less, of course, but their ignorance or even a gun-hating personal agenda may cause you to miss your flight. American Airlines is the only airline whose webpage specifically and clearly says that ammunition in checked baggage may not be inside of magazines. Other airlines address the issue vaguely, if not at all. Yet, when he has flown, when John has flown with American Airlines, he has not found the foregoing to be the case. Ammunition within magazines was transported without question. He flies routinely with both rifle and pistol magazines, fully charged with ammunition. M4 magazines are Magpul, and they, you know, you can get them with that little cap they come on. So he'll put the cap in place so that no ammunition is visible from the outside except through the window on the side if you buy those, which I don't, I have one. They are in turn packed into a rectangular padded gun rug secured within his range bag. Pistol magazines are inserted headfirst into Hi-Vis's excellent magazine socks and subsequently into a gun rug, again, so that no ammunition is visible from the outside. And he usually has more ammunition in factory boxes available. He flies mostly Southwest, United, Frontier, and Alaska with no issues. He's rarely flown American Airlines and Delta, but he's had no issues with them either. And he's flown out of many, many of the airports. Now, if you sign up for the TSA pre-program, both airline ticket agents and TSA people ask far fewer questions than when you're not. So for most people, TSA pre-status is it's a positive to go ahead and sign up for that. Either way, he does not recommend flying out of any airport in New Jersey nor New York under any circumstances, particularly New York City. Guns need to be unloaded and in lockable and locked hard cases. Hard cases are then placed within checked luggage, which also needs to be locked. Guns need to be declared to the airline upon check-in. All airlines have tags which you sign and that are then placed on the outside of the hard case that contains the guns. By contrast, ammunition need not be declared nor even mentioned, and they rarely ask about it nor want to see it. And if you're not asked a question, don't volunteer any information. Now, coming from a friend of his that flew out of another airport recently, he told the American Airlines counter clerk that he had an unloaded pistol in his checked baggage. She gave him the tag. He filled it out normally. When asked about ammunition, I answered in the affirmative. I had two pistol fully charged magazines, one in each of a pair of sneakers in my checked bag. The TSA guy subsequently told me that AA didn't allow charged magazines in checked baggage. They asked me to take the rounds out of the magazines. The AA clerk said she would give me a box for the ammo so I could fly with it. She never did that. A CPD officer was summoned, took the ammunition, and said to me, "Why do you have these?" And I replied to the guy, "For the same reason you do." He didn't like my answer, departed with my ammunition, and I never saw him nor it again. I made my flight, my pistol, my now empty magazines, and I arrived at my destination safely. However, I will never fly with American Airlines again. Now, I will make this comment to you, okay? We're in the middle of a unique election season, and it's beginning to heat up. Glenn Beck so hates Donald Trump that he had Brad Thor on his show the other day. He's on Sirius XM. And Brad Thor basically made a suggestion. He's saying he didn't, but he basically made a postulation about what happens if Trump is assassinated. So, now Glenn Beck has been suspended from Sirius XM. And, you know. So it's a very unique season, especially with the conservatives coming out being all kinds of just violent and wanting to do this, that, and the other. There's a pretty good chance that a lot of our inner cities are going to be burning by this fall. As good a chance as any. So travel to, even through, those areas are not going to be a very good idea. Traveling anywhere via any means without a weapon and ammo will also not be a very good idea. So you should be prepared to precipitously alter travel plans when necessary. You may have to drive to places to which you used to fly. If you are flying, don't be surprised when airlines and or TSA changes rules suddenly and without warning. And as always, when that happens, be polite, not but boring. Do the drill as best you can. Pay attention. Maintain a low personal profile. Never volunteer information and don't expect others to care about your welfare more than you do. And even then, there's not going to be any guarantees. One of the big reasons that there's some places I have never gone is because I don't like the idea of being told that I can drive all the way up there armed to the teeth, and then when I hit their border, can't no more. What was the name of that? Who Framed Roger Rabbit? You know, when Bo Hoskins drives into Toonville for the very first time, and that's what it's like, I guess, when you hit the New York State border or something. All of a sudden, it's just chirping birds and, you know, sunshine and rainbows and everything else. Of course, it isn't. But that's what, you know, for the gun owner, that's the way they try to portray it. It's actually, you know, just as hard as any other state or any city in the United States. So, you know, for those of you that have travel plans this summer, you should travel. Your plan should include how you're going to carry whatever weapon you're going to carry. For me, I went to the NRA convention with an M1 and two Glocks. I had the Glock I was carrying, and I had the Glock that I had in the Oh No bag. And, I didn't have to break out the Oh No bag. And people like, Bill, you're at the NRA convention. It'd be the safest place on earth. Well, getting there wasn't the NRA convention, and leaving there wasn't the NRA convention. So I don't know what's going to break out around me. Probably not going to happen at the NRA convention. But, you know, of course, there was that day with the muddy field that Trump was in town and we got the car stuck. And I forgot that I was a 55-year-old open-heart patient trying to push the car out of the mud. I tried to call Ben to get him to help me, but he didn't answer the phone. I guess it was because of the time of day. No, you were off that day. It was a Friday. That's what it was. Anyway, no matter. We'll be back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down Products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down Products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons end the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. We're going to talk about the list. This is a list that was originally published in Ohioans for Concealed Carry Pack, then by the Kentucky Concealed Carry Coalition, and then it ceased to exist on those pages. You can find it now at learnaboutguns.com. It is very worth keeping, this compilation. It was originally published before February 8th, 2009. It has not been updated since then. And we know it's only a partial listing. It does not list the case of Roy Vertigan, who shot, then captured, one of the three drug dealers who ambushed and killed Officer Mark Atkinson of the Phoenix Police Department on March 26, 1999. All three drug dealers were illegal aliens. Roy Vertigan was a civilian, not law enforcement. But here's the list. Let's talk about the preamble to it, okay? There is no evidence to support the assertion that law enforcement officers are put at risk by law-abiding citizens carrying concealed firearms in their car. There are no studies, even ones with twisted statistics, that draw this conclusion. How can this be? Because there is no record of a law enforcement officer having been injured by a CCW permit holder during a traffic stop anywhere in the 44 CCW states. We can, on the other hand, offer numerous examples of armed citizens coming to the aid of officers in peril. This is this list. I'm going to give you some examples. Driving to work one morning, Jim Povey of Sarasota, Florida, saw a state trooper with his service pistol drawn confronting a trio of male suspects during a traffic stop. Povia, a right-to-carry permit holder, pulled over, grabbed his .40 cal pistol, and went to the aid of the officer. The two held the men until backup arrived. The driver of the vehicle was driving with a suspended license, and a gun was found at the rear of the vehicle. Three men were charged with felony weapon possession. Coming from Norwich, Connecticut. While the situation ended without incident, armed citizen Michael Ackery stood ready to lend a hand when a police officer stopped a carload of unruly teenagers outside his Salem, Connecticut home. Noticing the youths scuffling with the officer, Ackery retrieved his pistol and went out onto his lawn. When the youths saw Ackery and his handgun, they calmed down and the situation ended peaceably. Ackery earned the appreciation both of town office officials and the officer. I don't doubt it. At Leesburg, Florida, Vincent McCarthy wasn't afraid to lend a hand when he noticed a police officer struggling with a man and woman at the side of the road. He tried to help subdue the man who was kicking the officer in the face. Despite McCarthy's warnings, when the man pressed his assault, the tour boat captain shot him once in the leg with a pistol he is licensed to carry and stopped the attack. Neither the officer nor McCarthy were seriously injured. A North, coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina. A North Myrtle Beach, North Carolina, which, you know, I don't know if North Myrtle Beach is in North Carolina. I think it's in South Carolina. Anyway, was credited by the city's public safety director with possibly saving the lives of police officer Richard Jernick. Jernick had pulled over a suspected bank robber's car after a chase when the suspect charged the cruiser and pointed a gun at the officer, who was still behind the wheel. At that point, authorities said the robbery suspect saw that James Beach, a semi-retired electrician, had joined the pursuit, had a pistol pointed at him. Startled, the robber ran for his car, and Officer Jernick was able to shoot and wound him. Renton, Washington. The armed man who intended to rob a wrench in Washington gun shop should have been forewarned by the police cruiser he had to walk past to enter the store, and the uniformed officer standing just inside the door. Belatedly noticing the policeman, the would-be robber began shooting at him. The officer and a store clerk armed with a semi-auto pistol returned fire, fatally wounding the man. Of all places, San Francisco, California. David Storton, a San Jose, California police officer, was doing off-duty security work at an apartment complex when two burglars knocked the officer down and attempted to grab his revolver. During the struggle, one of the assailants bit off part of Storton's ear, but the two attackers were run off by an apartment resident who came to the rescue armed with a shotgun. I'm not going to say, go check Mike Tyson. Hagerstown, Maryland. Is that Maryland? It says MD. What is MD? Is MD Maryland? I think it's Maryland. Police officer Chris Haldeman entered a Chambersburg, PA gold and silver exchange to arrest a suspect in a stolen property case, but the man resisted and a struggle ensued. The 220-pound suspect had Haldeman pinned to the ground and was choking him when storekeeper Ken Cummings pulled his pistol and shot the officer's attacker in the leg. The man, a known felon, managed to escape, and Detective Haldeman was treated at a local hospital and released. I wonder what would happen if that happened, and instead of me shooting to wound a guy in the leg, if I popped him in the head. I just wanted to quit choking that officer. I'm not going to... I don't know that I want to rely on the flesh wound to work. Plus, the guy's leg was probably beside the officer. What if it penetrated the over-penetrated the leg and went into the officer? Doesn't that sort of defeat my purpose of trying to save the officer? Coming out of Dallas, Texas, a stolen car bearing three escaped convicts was stopped on a Kansas highway by a state trooper. When the officer ordered the man from the vehicle, they sped away. With the trooper in pursuit, the escapees crashed in the town of Gorham. Two were captured as they crawled free of the wreckage. The third convict attempted to flee on foot, only to be collared by several onlookers who had secured rifles from their pickups at the trooper's call for assistance. The problem with running up against armed civilians is we don't have to worry about Mirandizing you bad guys. We have our set of criteria is much simpler. There's no review board for us. Yes, I'll have to call Second Call Defense, and I will. And I'll win. And thank you, America. Coming to the aid of police officers. I'm not surprised this list has been suppressed. I barely touched it. Here's one out of Rochester, North or New York, Memphis, Tennessee, Ontario, California, Redlands, California, Alva, Oklahoma. Let's look at this in Alva, Oklahoma. Things had turned ugly for Oklahoma Highway Patrol Officer Rick Wallace. He'd found marijuana on a speeder, but was overpowered by the man before he could cuff him. Passerby Adolf Kresjik witnessed the altercation and came to the rescue using his own firearm to help the trooper control the suspect. After helping subdue the assailant, Kresjik used the injured trooper's radio to call for help. All over Alabama, I mean, we do back up law enforcement. We have done that more than once in the past. These are just, and this is up to sometime in 2009, and then once this list was published, somehow or other it vanished. I'll be putting it on my website. Dean Weingarten actually put it back up on, I think, The Truth About Guns. Ammoland, and I'll be taking this, and I'll be copying it without permission, of course. Without permission, on my website. So the list, the partial list, but it's also, I'm only going to do that because it has the link in the story of learnaboutguns.com where everybody could download the list and have the list and show the list. The next time people are saying, well, what about the cops? The cops have all kinds of rights to worry about not being you know, not being threatened, not being this, not being that. Well, no, I'm not threatening the cops. I am no threat to them. If they come to me, even incorrectly, I'm going to say, okay. I'm not going to hold them at gunpoint and say, listen, I'm sorry I have to do this, but I have to clear my name. You know, this is not the fugitive. This is the real world. I'll have to take my chances because I do respect the law, and I respect the people that have to enforce the law because theirs is a thankless job, and they deserve whatever assistance that you or I can give them if they need it. Let's flip into hour number two. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.